All right, we got the Atlanta Falcons doing some Sunday night football this week against the Kansas City Chiefs. So a lot of folks going to be out and excited about that one. And a lot to look forward to in this because the Atlanta Falcons are recognizing owner Arthur Blank. He will be inducted into the Falcons Ring of Honor during this football game. And so to celebrate that, the Falcons are offering free hot dogs, chips, refillable soda to all fans in attendance for Sunday night's game. And so there's a memorable cup or memorabilia. There's a cup that you'll get, and it does have owner Arthur Blank on this cup with the Ring of Honor title on it. I know a lot of people like free food. I know a lot of people like free hot dogs.
Yeah.
Shout out to Denzel, friend of the show.
Yeah, Denzel can he'll have to pay for his wine.
Yeah, he was asking about if there was wine.
Yeah.
Well, and I told him it's just sodas, my
he's
guy.
Strange cat. Strange cat.
There is wine. What he can do is he can stand in line for his free hot dogs and he can send his date to the bar with his card and she can buy
some
the wine.
Moscato and hot dogs.
And then they can meet in the middle, maybe somewhere near the AT&T perch and hang out and watch the game. Denzel, there's your game plan, my friend.
Yeah.
See, I'm here to help you. Apparently, it's
Have y'all ever seen the viral video where the guy makes his hot dog into a straw? And like
that
that's
sounds
how,
no.
Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah, that might
I think
be
it was
one
at Dodger Stadium.
And I think he drinks a beer with it.
There's a lady that did the same thing too.
Sounds disgusting. But I was going to ask, what were they drinking? Because
it was definitely Mountain Dew.
Okay. 100%.
The lady in the video that I saw, she was drinking beer. It was disgusting.
I don't drink soda anymore. Like I haven't had it in a long time, but I would consider sipping a Coca-Cola through a hot dog straw.
Did you ever used to do the peanuts in the Coca-Cola?
I just looked at me. The two of them back there, day-day.
Their heads whipped around.
Yeah, I would consider it.
That's disgusting.
It sounds
odd. Have you ever done the peanuts in the Coca-Cola? That's a thing that a lot of people do.
No.
Peanuts and Coca-Cola, yeah.
You like boiled peanuts?
No, just straight up like roasted out of the planter's pack and put them in. Yeah, I know. It's
salted
crazy, but it's
unsalted.
A lot of people do that. Salted, I think.
Put no salt
I would think
nuts
salt
in
and sweet, but no.
I mean, I agree with you. I don't do it, but there are a lot of people out there that do that. I'm telling you, because I've seen a couple people do it, and every time I talk to them, they're like, my whole family does it.
Tiffany, I can't hit on you too much, though, because when I was a kid. I was in elementary school, but I did used to take, like, the sour straws.
Yeah.
And I used to sip my milk through them.
Ew!
Oh my god!
Yeah, my chocolate milk.
What is wrong with you?
That's disgusting. Actually, that's like a.
Can we talk about football? Oh my god! I'm about to vomit.
As someone that likes sugar, like that is an overload. That is.
Bro, that is the worst. That's the worst combination I've ever heard of.
There's something wrong with you. Hey, you know what hasn't been a good combination this season? That connection between Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, but. Don't be fooled because defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake for the Falcons still thinks these two can get it together.
Yeah, another just a really heady football player. He has these instincts that you can't teach. He has a knack for getting open. I know just as a fan just watching, in years past, I'm like, why is this guy always open? If you're just watching the TV, it's like, 87's open again. He's open. And you see it when we're going against him and you can see why he has a knack for finding open grass and he has an elite connection with his quarterback. Cause you can't just do that with any quarterback. Where you're cutting your route off and going somewhere else, and he's expecting you to be somewhere. But he has an elite connection with Mahomes where they know where he's going to be, and, of course, he finds him a lot of the time. And so another player that I believe is going to end up being a first-ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best tight ends in the world.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet this year. I think Jimmy Lake's absolutely right. If you watch the last, 7-8 years, they've played together. This is year 8 for Mahomes. So the last 7 years, it's been spot on everything he just said. We watched that film this morning, Tiff. I didn't see that. I saw a guy who, to me, looked like he was running uninspired routes, and they didn't real. Mike, tell me if
uninspired.
I'm wrong, but they didn't
Dang.
They look like they couldn't be further from the same page.
I don't know that. I don't know. I saw what you saw. I don't know if uninspired. It looks hesitant because it seems like there's a lack of understanding in what each one of them is doing. There are multiple times watching that game film from last week where the ball hits the ground or, you know, the ball is thrown at Travis Kelce. The first one is like a throwaway, and the second one's an interception. Like, and they're both looking at each other afterwards like, what are you doing? Like, that was not what we had in mind, or that's not what we talked about. And I don't know, and hopefully that continues into Sunday night, because I don't want to see them get off the mat and be able to do those things against the Falcons. But it just seemed like, obviously, Cincinnati had their eyes on Travis Kelce and the things that he was expecting to happen out of Patrick Mahomes. Not uninspired, I think there were just times, Bo, where Travis Kelce was running a route and he's looking at the coverage going, okay, this ball should go to X. This ball should go to this wide receiver. This should happen. So he kind of just tries to pull the coverage away from whoever that is, and Mahomes kind of just tries to force the ball to him. And it just seems like there is right now a lack of connection that you have not seen from them in their career.
Yeah, and it seemed like he was zigging when he thought he was going to zag, and he zagged when Mahomes thought he was going to zig. You know, like it just didn't. And, you know, uninspired could be the wrong terminology. That's just, you know, me saying that. I mean, I'm not saying Travis Kelce's not going out there and giving everything he's got. That's not what I'm saying. It just doesn't look like anything is meshing, anything is clicking. And I hope, to what you said, that happens this week, because that means Justin Simmons might get his sixth career interception against Patrick Mahomes and extend his lead on the guy that's intercepted Mahomes the most. Maybe Jesse Bates gets his eighth as a Falcon and has a chance to get his fourth NFC Defensive Player of the Week award.
Tell me again how many times that they've played each other, because you brought the number up yesterday, Justin Simmons against Patrick Mahomes. How many times?
They have played 15 times against each other. Do you know what Justin Simmons or Patrick Mahomes' record against Justin Simmons' teams?
I don't know. Maybe one, five times.
Patrick Mahomes has beat a Justin Simmons team 14 out of 15 times.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder why he knows him so well. Here's Justin Simmons on what makes Mahomes so good.
I would say it's the off-schedule plays, right? I think everyone knows when you have a chance to go up against the Chiefs that it's not those first 3 seconds of the play. It's the next, like, 4 to 5 seconds that really matter, right? When the play breaks down, he's able to extend the plays, and you can't get frustrated when they make a big play or he scrambles and he's running around. It's next play mentality, right? And, good thing is when you play in a team like this that they take a lot of shots and they have a lot of chances to go play the ball. We'll have the same chance to go play the football, right? So we've got to be able to make plays on the football. Stop the runs can be important, but yeah, they're a good team.
Mike, is it safe to say when Andy Reid was scouting Patrick Mahomes and he's coming watching film with him come out of college, you know, Andy Reid has talked about one of his favorite meals is a big old juicy cheeseburger, and that was he watched Patrick Mahomes play and thought the same thing, because some of the concepts they use him in the pocket and the way they slide protection and stuff, just. He's so good at what they're doing.
Well, and honestly, I don't know if that's as much a Patrick Mahomes thing. Is that just an understanding of what your strengths are? I mean, we saw like a little half boot off of Isaac Pacheco with Travis Kelce and Isaac Pacheco going left, and then you're able to kind of boot off that or a half boot at a shotgun, whatever you want to call that, and you get the ball to Xavier Worthy, and you allow him to use his speed. So I think Patrick Mahomes does have some things to do with that, but I don't think that is something that Kirk Cousins couldn't do right now. It wouldn't be fluid, but I love the advantage you give the guys up front in asking a guy like Chris Jones to go side to side. So, and let me be clear in this too. Zach Robinson did a nice job of play action last week, and I've got the numbers broken down, but they were under way more than they were in shotgun or pistol. And they used play action, I want to say, six times, and they scored off of one of them. And I think they also converted the fourth down off of play action. So completely different game plan last week. But yes, going back to your original point, Andy Reid does such a nice job of utilizing every weapon at his fingertips and allowing them to kind of do the things they do well. I think that's one of the things that makes him one of the greatest of all time.